It's the Currents Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Monday, December 3rd. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade. And do you need a little holiday cheer, maybe a preemptive New Year's resolution to spend more time next year out at live shows? Well, I've got a list of a few to add to your calendar.
And we'll be talking about the smash hit viral video for the number one single that has millions of Americans all of a sudden being thankful for their exes. But first, a few of today's headlines. The announcement of this year's Grammy nominations has been pushed back from Wednesday until Friday so as not to conflict with the state funeral of former President George H.W. Bush.
Is that something that typically happens?
I've never heard of something exactly like this happening before, but I see where if you're the Recording Academy, you're thinking, well, maybe having Wednesday for our huge, big, splashy nominations announcement is not the way to go, given that the nation is going to be paying attention to the funeral of George H.W. Bush. But it's going to be a busy week for announcements because a day earlier, on Thursday, we're going to get this year's Golden Globe nominations. The magazine Wine Spectator has named the best rosé of the year, and it's Jon Bon Jovi's rosé.
I have never tried this, Jay. Have you tried Bon Jovi's wine?
I did not even know that Jon Bon Jovi had a rosé, and his brand is only partly associated with it. It's not called the Jon Bon Jovi rosé. The name of the rosé isn't a pun on a Bon Jovi song title or anything. It's called Hampton Water, which is kind of a joke. But if you follow them on social media, which I've just dived into, it's pretty good. There's some great shots of Jon Bon Jovi with grapes, Jon Bon Jovi enjoying rosé. Anyway, so Wine Spectator has just released their new list of 100 best wines, and there are only two rosés on the list, and the top ranking of those two is Hampton Water, which lands at number 83.
Wow, good job. So we've got Bob Dylan, if you're a whiskey drinker, for coffee lovers, LCD Sound System, and now if you need your rosé, you can drink a little Jon Bon Jovi.
On Sunday, the annual Kennedy Center Honors were held in Washington, D.C., with honorees including Cher, Reba McEntire, jazz great Wayne Shorter, and composer Philip Glass. In an unprecedented honor for a creative team rather than a particular individual, the creators of Hamilton were collectively recognized as, quote, trailblazing creators of a transformative work that defies category. The ceremony will be televised on CBS on December 26th. While presidents have historically been in attendance, the Trumps declined to attend, as was the case last year. Highlights you can look forward to watching on December 26th include Cyndi Lauper covering Cher's If I Could Turn Back Time.
That's all I want, Jay.
I know.
Stop right there. Nothing will beat that.
You're going to pick one iconic Cher song. Correct choice, Cyndi Lauper. Also, Kelly Clarkson did Reba McEntire's Fancy, and a group including Lin-Manuel Miranda himself performed the song One Last Time from Hamilton.
Sir, I want to give you a word of warning.
Sir, I don't know what you heard, but whatever it is, Jefferson started it.
Thomas Jefferson resigned this morning.
You're kidding.
December has historically been the time of year that the music industry slows their roll and takes a little R&R. But this year, we've seen the opposite. It seems like everybody is ready to hit the road, make new music. Even groups that you thought perhaps you would never see live, either again or for the first time. So kicking it off, right out the gate, Queen. The band has had Adam Lambert, who you might know as a contestant on American Idol, taking over lead vocals for Freddie Mercury pretty consistently since 2011. So this isn't a huge, you know, surprise to anybody. But with all the buzz around Bohemian Rhapsody biopic, which officially, I should add, is the biggest musical biopic of all time, it kind of makes sense that they're going on this big tour again.
Do you think they'll get Rami Malek to show up for a couple of stops?
Jay, I didn't even think about that. And now I'm very excited. Okay, are you ready for another kind of left field announcement?
Hit me.
Hootie and the Blowfish. Yeah.
This is great because I know with Darius Rucker's successful country career, I'm sure people are thinking, but what about the Blowfish? Although I know it's not supposed to be like he's Hootie and they're the Blowfish. Hootie and the Blowfish is the collective name for the group. But nonetheless, what about the Blowfish?
They are back. New album and massive tour because the 90s are back again. Guess who they're going on tour with? Bare Naked Ladies. I tried to research and see if they had ever gone on tour with each other before because it just seems like a no-brainer. I haven't been able to find that. So if you know that Hootie and the Blowfish, if you went to a show and it was Hootie and the Blowfish and Bare Naked Ladies, please let me know. But they have a 44-city tour. So pretty much if you want to see Hootie and the Blowfish this summer, you're going to be able to. And I've got a couple others. In case you were worried that Bruce Springsteen would retire after his big musical, have no fear. There's going to be new music and a tour already plotted for 2019. The press release says Bruce Springsteen is going back to his day job, which is his cute way of saying that he's getting back together with the E Street Band, doing a tour in the UK. No word yet about a US tour. And then he's heading in the studio to make a solo record. Also, for the indie fans out there, you can rejoice because Jenny Lewis is putting out new music. It's her first solo record in 5 years, and she's going to be going on tour. The new album's going to be called On the Line. The show is going mid-March through mid-May. I'm guessing they'll probably add a couple extra ones, but that's just some of the ones we heard of today. So you can start to use this as your guide for plotting out your live concert experiences in 2019. And maybe we can listen to a little Jenny Lewis, because why not? Here's The Voyager.
Because the Voyager's in every boy and girl.
The third most famous Fuji has been accused of taking part in an international conspiracy involving tens of millions of dollars.
What?
We're talking about Praz. Yes, the guy who was part of the Fugees and also had a huge hit in 1988 with Ghetto Superstar. His name has now come up in court documents supporting criminal charges against a guy named George Higginbotham, a former Justice Department official. As of yet, there are no criminal charges against Praz, but the Justice Department says that it's an ongoing investigation, and it can't be great for Praz to hear that his longtime associate, George Higginbotham, has pleaded guilty to a criminal charge of conspiracy. Here's the story, as concisely as I can put it. There's been an international scandal under investigation for years involving a company created by the Malaysian government ostensibly to aid economic development. Billions of dollars were then allegedly, illegally, laundered through that company to land in the U.S. $3.5 billion have been frozen by U.S. authorities. That's a lot of money.
So where does Praz come in?
Where he allegedly came in was as part of a campaign to hide connections between the Malaysians and a lobbying effort launched to try to get the Justice Department to pull back from its investigation. Praz was allegedly the go-between who got Higginbotham involved.
Yikes.
That is some crazy legal drama involving a former Fuji. Ariana Grande didn't actually break the internet with her video for Thank You Next, but she really gave it a workout over the weekend.
I just love that phrase, breaking the internet. Let's just do it. Let's just say she did.
She certainly broke records on YouTube on Friday when she released the wildly anticipated clip supporting her current chart-topping single, and it immediately broke the record for simultaneous viewers of a YouTube premiere. When the clip went live, 829,000 people were watching at the same time, which is the equivalent of filling Wembley Stadium to capacity over 9 times.
So she's been teasing this for a while, which is maybe why people were really excited about it. Plus, she hits on all of those favorite teen movies, 13 Going on 30, she's got Bring It On, she's got Legally Blonde, she's got Mean Girls. So she's covering basically all of the teen fantasy movie categories. So what, Ariana, are you the biggest fan of? Are you a Mean Girls fan? Are you the 13 Going on 30 fan? Where do you land?
I liked the whole video, but in learning more about it, I was kind of touched to learn that for the Mean Girls Jingle Bell Rock Dance, Ariana asked her actual friends from real life to dance with her instead of recruiting some professional dancers, because the thought was, you know, if it doesn't look exactly perfect, that's kind of in the spirit of the movie.
Yeah.
And she said she also wanted to honor the people who really helped her through all the breakups that she recounts in this video. The video also went on to break a record for most YouTube views in a 24-hour period, and as we headed into the studio today, it was pushing a total 100 million views on YouTube. And that's today's music news. If you are one of the 2 or 3 people on the planet Earth who have not yet seen that video, you can catch it over at thecurrent.org, where you can read more about all of these stories. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Cecilia Johnson, and we've been previewing some of the stories from today over in the Current Music News Facebook group. If you're not a member, just search for the Current Music News on Facebook and hop on in. We'll be back tomorrow with more headlines.